The History of Communication. Right now you are reading, but there is probably a phone somewhere next to you, am I right? Or possibly someone is trying to talk to you while you are reading. Humans have communicated with each other all throughout history. Even animals communicate through sounds, grimaces, dances, and behavior. Our earliest ancestors used the power of speech, passing down stories through spoken word. Then came the symbols, cave paintings, etchings on rocks, and stone arrangements. The invention of writing systems around 3000 BC in Mesopotamia and Egypt was perhaps a turning point. These hieroglyphs made it possible to permanently record information. But speech remained important. The ancient Greeks loved the spoken word. They were very good at public speaking, drama, and philosophy. Probably the biggest change in communication was brought about by the invention of the printing press in 15th century by Johannes Gutenberg. This technology enabled the mass production of books and printed materials, which helped spread knowledge and new ideas. And what about the 20th century? It was a time of the biggest changes in human history. Telephone, radio, film, and television have had a huge influence on society in the last 100 years. Can you imagine living in those years with all these new forms of communication? And now we even have the internet, through which you can connect with anyone from the other side of the globe in real time. Perhaps modern media is changing our world every minute. But what is it doing to us? There is so much information that it's difficult to know what is important and what is not. That's why you need to practice critical thinking and prioritize. How do you do it?